manifestation of God God has done for us. Let's lift up our voices to heaven this hour and give God quality thanks. Let's appreciate his most holy name. Let's adore him. Father, we thank you for all you have done in our lives. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, even for giving us the privilege to come before you this evening. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory this evening. Accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's ask God to speak to us in this service this evening. Let's ask God to send us his word. Let's ask God to touch us by his word today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, enlighten us again by your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Do that which no man can do in this service today, and let your name be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Open our eyes, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Let's put hands together for Jesus as we take our seat in God's presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And finally, on the covenant highways of life, and so am I in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. This evening, I want to give God thanks for giving me the privilege to stand upon this exalted altar to bring the teaching in our midweek series to us today. And I want to thank our Father in the house, God's servant, for this great privilege. I pray that the grace of God upon his life will be on the increase, and that grace will walk through me today, and each and every one of us shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Our prophetic focus for the month of May is, I am redeemed, a wonder to my world. Are you redeemed, a wonder to your world? If you are truly redeemed, a wonder to your world, say it with all boldness. I am redeemed, a wonder to my world. That shall be our testimony all through the month of May, in the mighty name of Jesus. And our teaching series in our midweek services all through this month is captioned, Operating in the Supernatural. Operating in the Supernatural. And today, we are going to look at part 4 of that teaching series. And I'm trusting God that God of heaven will visit with each and every one of us in this service today, in the mighty name of Jesus. As a way of introduction, we have heard severally upon this altar through God's servant that the supernatural is at the very root of redemption. The supernatural is at the very root of redemption. Therefore, to operate in the supernatural, we must understand our root in that supernatural. We must know who we are. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus. Many don't know who they are. They don't know what their worth is. And they don't know what they carry. And that is why it is so easy for them to fail when it comes into the affairs of life. Many people live what people call them, and not what they themselves see through the word of God by revelation. So what I'm just going to tell us today is that if we want to manifest our supernatural ability as children of God, we must know whom we are in Christ Jesus. And I pray that God will open our eyes to see who we are in the mighty name of Jesus. The good news for somebody today is that being born again is not merely an adjustment of lifestyle, but it's a miracle of recreation for us to operate in the supernatural as a true child of God. We are not just being born again just to say we have changed lifestyle. Maybe in the past, I used to do, maybe go to party, but now I am born again, I'm no longer going to party. It goes beyond that. It's a recreation. We are recreated spirit, soul, and body so that we can begin to operate as true children of God. That is the essence of our being born again. Hallelujah. And that is why the word of God speaks to us in the book of John chapter 3, verse 6 and verse 8, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. For so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. He who is born of the Spirit is spirit. And John chapter 4 verse 24 makes us to understand that God is a spirit. So if God is a spirit, and that John chapter 3 verses that we read said, he who is born of the Spirit is spirit. So what we are invariably saying is that he who is born of God is what? He who is born of what? Of God is what? So we need to have that mentality that we are God's. We are God's. We are spirit. Praise the Lord. And Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18 says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. So the one that is born of the Spirit is ordained for the miraculous. The one that is born of the Spirit is ordained for the supernatural. Now that you have the understanding of whom you are, continue to carry that mentality that whatever is happening to those out there that are not born again, that don't have identity with Christ, cannot happen to you. Cannot happen to you, because you are a child of God and you are ordained to operate in the supernatural. We need to understand that nothing validates our redemption as the supernatural. There is nothing that can give credibility to our redemption apart from supernatural. If we cannot manifest the supernatural, then our Christianity, our redemption need to be checked. Every child of God is ordained to operate at that realm, because that is the realm that God operates at. God is operating at the realm of the supernatural. And because we are the children of God, we are also supposed to operate at that supernatural realm. That becomes someone's experience from today onward in the mighty name of Jesus. John chapter 10 verse 37 to 38 says, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. The Father is in me and I in him. Praise the Lord. John chapter 17 verse 18 also says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent thee into the world. God sent Jesus Christ into the world to manifest the supernatural. And we can see the full manifestation of the supernatural in the ministry of Jesus. Right from the day he was born till the day he went back to God, all his days were full of supernatural. So he's saying, I manifest the supernatural because God sent me, and I'm also sending you to manifest that supernatural. When a believer disregards the place of the supernatural, then that believer becomes vulnerable to all the life situations and circumstances. None of us shall be vulnerable to all life situations and circumstances in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 82 verse 5 to 7 says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Say, God forbid. God forbid for us. None of us will fall in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I said, every believer is ordained to operate in the supernatural. Every believer is ordained to manifest the miraculous. Every believer is expected to live a life full of miracle. Miracle happening in you, miracle happening through your hand. That is for every believer. So if we have to manifest the miraculous, then what is miracle? We need to have a clear understanding of what miracle is all about, so that we can have the understanding of how to begin to manifest the miraculous. What is a miracle?
A miracle, number one, a miracle is God at work in the affairs of men. What are we saying? A miracle is God working for you, is God working with you, and is God working in you. A miracle is God at work in the affairs of men. And what we are saying invariably is that a miracle is God working for you, God working with you, and God working in you. In Mark chapter 16, verse 20, the word of God says, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following." So when God works for us, when God works in us, when God works with us, we begin to experience signs and wonders. So that is who we are. That is what we're expected to manifest. And I pray every one of us, all through the year 2023, signs and wonders shall be the order of the day in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, a miracle is the finger of God in operation in the life of a believer. A miracle is the finger of God in operation in the life of a believer. And God's servant told us last Wednesday when we met here that the hand of God carries the fingers of God. Do you agree with me? So through the fingers of God, God emits his power, because in his hand is the power for the supernatural. So when the power wants to go out, the power has to flow through the fingers of God. And you can imagine, when God spread his finger is not as small as mine. God's finger is very, very large, very big. So when he spread it, you can imagine the level of power that his fingers will be emitting. So therefore, a miracle is when God spread his fingers and begin to emit his power to cause the supernatural to happen on our behalf. So we need to understand this. Deuteronomy 26 verse 8 says, "And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders." God brought the Israelites out of Egypt. He brought them out with his mighty power. And all of us can testify to it that truly it was God at work in the life of the children of Israel when they left Egypt. And he wrought wonders, signs and wonders, because in his hand is the power for the manifestation of the miraculous. Praise the Lord. Number three, miracles are no accident. They are the deliberate act of God provoked by the faith of men. Miracles are no accidents. They are the deliberate acts of God provoked by the faith of men. Nothing is impossible for men and women of faith. Nothing is impossible for men and women of faith. And we've heard from God's servant also that when faith comes along, what happens? Victory comes alive. When faith comes along, victory comes alive. So we can see that when God begins to manifest himself by the reason of our faith being demonstrated, then we begin to see the miraculous happening in our lives. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 to 29, we saw how Jesus Christ healed the two blind men. In 27, he says, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, Do you believe that I'm able to open your eyes? And they said, Yes, master, we believe. And Jesus Christ said, He touched their eyes, and he said unto them, Be it unto you according to what? According to what? According to your faith. Be it unto you according to your faith." When we demonstrate our faith, when we bring our faith to life concerning the things of God, we provoke God's action, God to act on our behalf, and we see the miraculous. I pray that becomes our experience in the mighty name of Jesus. We saw the same thing that Jesus Christ did in the life of the woman with the issue of blood. We are not going to read it. Luke chapter 8, if you read from verse 40 and we jump to verse 43 to 48, the woman just said in her heart that if only and only I can touch
the garment of Jesus Christ, I will be made whole. That is faith in practical demonstration, not faith by mouth. And because of her faith, what happened? She was able to draw virtue from Jesus Christ and she got her healing. So this is what we call the miraculous. When our faith is in line, God cannot deny us of anything we ask from him. When we have strong faith in God, when we put our faith in line, God will always respond to everything that we ask from him. Hallelujah. The other thing that we need to know about miracles is that miracles are the deliberate act of God triggered by the desperate faith of men. And when I say desperate faith, I mean a faith that can resist all odds and all opposition. That is desperate. No matter what the case may be, I will not shift my stand. My stand is for God. My stand is for Jesus. Nothing can move me. That is what we call desperate faith. And that was what happened to that man, that passing man, that man that was sick. The friend brought him. They said the crowd were many. If you read the book of Mark chapter 2 verse 1 to 12, I'm going to paraphrase it. They brought him to Jesus. They could not enter. But the man said, today, I must get my healing. Come what may. And he said, you must remove the roof. They removed the roof. They brought the man down. And by that desperate faith, I can imagine the kind of stress they will go through to even remove the roof. But because of that desperate faith, Jesus Christ saw that this man truly desired his healing. And by that, he was able to get his healing. And God's servant even gave us a testimony last Sunday or last Wednesday concerning a man that went to a crusade. When the evangelist finished preaching, he did all the miracle, the healing people, eyes opening. There was one man there that did not get his healing that day. So when the man wanted to be going, he went to him and he said, sir, today is the day that God has assigned for me to be healed. I must be healed today. So that is what they call desperate faith. And by that action, he provoked God to act for him and was able to get his healing. So we need to have that understanding that desperate faith is what we need to trigger the miraculous in our lives. John chapter 11 verse 40 also says, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. All of us, we shall see the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, if we are saying we need to operate in the supernatural, what must we do to operate in the supernatural? Today, we are going to look at, we must be committed to getting on the go for Christ, reaching out to the unsaved around us and bringing them to the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. We are not saved for ourselves alone. We are saved to save others. So therefore, for us to operate in the supernatural, we must like what God likes. We must love what God loves. And what God loves is souls. God does not want any man to perish. So we as children of God, we must truly show it that we love God by making sure that we reach out to the unsaved around us. Every child of God is ordained a soul winner. Every child of God is ordained a soul winner. God has ordained us to be a marketer of his gospel. When a product is made, no matter how beautiful that product is, no matter how fanciful that product is, if there is no advertisement, that product may just be in the market. Nobody is going to be buying it. The same thing with the gospel of God. Jesus' gospel is the best gospel that we can ever have in this whole wide world. And we have the responsibility of ensuring that we market that gospel to the unbelievers, bringing them into the house of God, bringing them into the kingdom of God. We have that responsibility, my dear brothers and sisters. So we must make sure we get committed to seeking after the souls that are unsaved. John chapter 15 verse 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Mark 16 verse 15 also says, and he said unto them,
go into the world and preach the gospel to everyone, every creature. That's our responsibility. If we truly want to operate in the supernatural, we must make sure that we seek after the unsaved souls, we bring them into faith, we ensure that they are established in the kingdom. We saw what happened to that Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, verse 29 to 39, if you read the whole account. The woman encountered Jesus, and what she did was she went into the city and she said, "Come and see a man which told me all that ever I did." And this, in 39, the Bible says that many of the Samaritans came to Jesus Christ. They believed what Jesus Christ was saying because of what that woman has told them. The same way, the way that woman went is the same way we are ordained as believers to go out there to tell the souls that are perishing that Jesus Christ loved them. I pray grace and boldness to go out to witness to souls. God of heaven will give unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 20, paraphrase, said the ministry that God has given to us is the ministry of reconciliation. And he said in verse 20 that now, then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech us. We pray you in Christ Jesus, be ye reconciled to God. So the ministry that we have is the ministry of reconciliation. God wants all men to be saved, so he does not want any man to perish. God wants all men to be saved. He does not want any man to perish. So we have that responsibility. Individual, as a corporate body, we have the responsibility to go out there to ensure that souls are saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 says, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth?" And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but in long suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance." Praise the Lord. Therefore, everyone on the go for Christ is empowered to command the supernatural. When we are on the go for Christ, God does not use men. We have heard this several times through our father in the faith, through God's servant in the house. God does not use men for using sake. He used them to decorate their lives. So everyone that gets committed to going out there for Christ, saving souls, is empowered to command the supernatural. We saw it in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15 to 16, and verse 17 to 18. He says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." This shall be our experience in the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth soul is wise." And Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35 says, "The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of the fools." And Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as stars forever and ever." We can see there are a lot of packages for everyone that gets committed to seeking after souls, bringing them into the kingdom of God. I pray that grace to be obedient to the instruction of God, God of heaven, will give unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have been blessed this evening by the word of God, let's rise up on our feet and give God thanks again for sending us his word. Let's appreciate God. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Blessed be your name. We ask for grace, O Lord, to keep doing that which you commanded us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want to give someone opportunity in this service this evening. If you don't have any connection with Christ, or maybe peradventure in your walk with God, you deviated and you follow your way, Jesus Christ is saying today, my desire for you is to cause you to operate in the supernatural. Come back unto me. And as you come back unto me, I'm going to launch you into your realm of the supernatural. If you have anyone online or in-house, let's lift up our hands to heaven and pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today
Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me, and on the third day, you rose again, that I may be justified. Today, I confess you as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. As you have confessed before the Lord, grace to stand for Jesus, receive it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Let's put hands together for Jesus as welcome God's servant. Hallelujah.